Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. There's been a lot of talk recently about replacing the two bridges that span the Cape Cod Canal. Most people agree that the aging structures aren't sufficient to handle present-day vehicle traffic traveling on and off Cape Cod. And it's not that different from a similar scenario which played out in 1914 when the canal was opened to provide a safer route for vessels.
There were original bridges that spanned the canal.
Samantha Gray is a park ranger with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
The original canal looked different than the one today. That waterway was about 100 feet wide versus the 480-foot wide waterway we have today. It was a privately operated canal, and over that canal spanned a bourne, a sagamore, and a railroad bridge. The bourne and the sagamore bridges were lift bridges. The roadway were oak planking. Back in the time when the bridges were constructed, not a lot of people had automobiles, so the conflict between vessel traffic and vehicle traffic wasn't much of an issue early on.
You could walk, take a vehicle, or if you were going over the original Bourne Bridge, you could take a trolley from New Bedford to Monument Beach.
There was also a rail bridge, and that one was also heavily used. It looked different than the rail bridge today. It was almost right next to where the current rail bridge is, but the lift was different. It only lifted to one side.
The clearance underneath those original bridges was only about 40 feet, so they had to be lifted for any type of larger vessel passing through the canal.
And these structures were much smaller than the bridges today. Our bridges today, their width, they span is 550 feet. The original bridges, 140 feet wide.
I would think that as soon as this canal was cleared, you would have had this amazing way to bypass having to go around the Cape, which was so dangerous. Why would vessels not have immediately gravitated toward using this facility?
Mariners were excited for the Cape Cod Canal to be completed, for the shortcut, for the safer route versus going around. But the current in the original canal was really tricky. Anyone that sees the current move through the canal today knows it's a strong current. Well, in that smaller waterway, it was even more difficult for mariners to negotiate.
And there was another big issue.
You also had to pay a toll. So you combine the high tolls with the tricky currents. There were captains that were choosing to still go around versus going through the canal.
The government stepped in and purchased the Cape Cod Canal in 1927. And the Army Corps of Engineers officially took over management of the waterway in 1928.
And it's determined that the canal just has to be a lot wider, and you determined that these two new bridges needed to be built. But they were built before the canal was widened. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, when the government took over, the Corps of Engineers came up with their plan. They knew they were going to have to make the waterway wider and deeper. They knew that there was growing conflicts between vehicle and vessel traffic as more and more people were using automobiles. They knew they were going to need bridges that were wider, and they couldn't go with the lift method. So it was much easier to construct new bridges in the dry versus after they had widened the waterway.
As construction began, the country was still reeling from the Great Depression. Part of Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal included the National Industrial Recovery Act of 1933, which provided much of the funding for the two new bridges.
You had about 700 local men that were hired to work on these bridges. When possible, they used manual labor versus machine labor, so more people could be working. There were four shifts every day, again, to maximize the number of people that could be working on these bridges. And the Bourne and the Sagamore and our railroad bridge were all built simultaneously in less than 2 years' time.
During that time, the original bridges still stood.
If you count the number of bridges spanning the Cape Cod Canal in 1935, you're going to count six.
Once the new bridges became fully operational, the old bridges were dismantled, although a few remnants can still be seen today in Bourne and Sagamore. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris at the Cape Cod Canal in Sandwich.